Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Free community college for older adults looking to enter high-demand fields. First off, your reaction to that proposal.
We're very excited about the proposal. We think it's a great opportunity for folks 25 to 55 to come to a community college, get the skills they need for growing areas in our economy, like advanced manufacturing, semiconductor industry, healthcare, cybersecurity. It really is consistent with the governor's commitment to expand economic opportunity throughout New York State.
How vital is it that more people enter these high-demand fields like healthcare and advanced manufacturing?
It's hugely important. Look, we are experiencing an advanced manufacturing renaissance in New York. We've got companies like Micron coming to the state that going to bring 50,000 jobs between the chip fab and the supply chain companies. We need to have the workforce to fill those jobs and to help those companies thrive. We have a growing nursing shortage in the state. This is an opportunity for folks to retool. Maybe they start out in real estate, they want to switch over to nursing. This is the opportunity to do that with support from New York State.
How likely will this get people maybe looking for that second chapter in their lives and careers to take advantage of this?
You know, there's good evidence from other states that have pursued similar initiatives that there's a lot of demand. Michigan, for example, has a similar program. Massachusetts has a similar program. When Massachusetts implemented their program, they saw an immediate bump in community college enrollment. You know, in New York, we have more than 4 million working-age adults who do not have a college degree or credential. This could be the opportunity for them to get that credential that will unlock the job they've always wanted.
And the legislature will ultimately have to approve this. Chancellor King, how likely do you think the legislature will approve this, and how much lobbying will you have to do to help get this passed?
Well, I'll tell you, when the governor described the program in her speech, she got a standing ovation, and I observed carefully that it was a lot of legislators who were standing and cheering. And as we were leaving the speech, a number of legislators stopped me to tell me how excited they were about this initiative. So we certainly will be talking with legislators. I know our community college presidents and trustees will be doing so. But I think this is a great opportunity for New York, and I think legislators will understand that.